Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk
for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Oh my gosh. Is that a gorgeous view? Can we take it? On this Saturday, 64 degrees, our current temperature under partly cloudy skies. Why, hi, folks. I'm John Potter. Good morning, Nevadans. Fine week, wasn't it? This is our all-local radio call-in talk show, and it's every Saturday 9 to noon on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. And we have like five guests today. One is Mark, the chef Mark, is in the lobby right now. So favorite topic, food. Mark will be joining us in about 10 minutes or so. Anything else, once the phones open up, we're going to take calls on go Russian forces against Putin. I don't know what you call them, but it's looking good out there finally. And anyway, Carson City is ace producer Craig Moss. Hey, Craig.
Good Saturday morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. How was your week?
My week was very uneventful, thankfully, and that's for an engineer. That to say that is a great thing.
Did the banana splits at Baskin Robbins get smaller? Now that's not the phone topic today, folks.
No, that's that'll be the web poll question at 99.1fmtalk.com and 92.3fmtalk.com.
Either those banana splits at banana Baskin Robbins got smaller, or I got bigger. I think I got bigger. I find myself pulling my shorts up past my belly button for support. I'm not ready to go full Fred Mertz just yet, but I think it's part of aging, like a fine banana.
Yeah, they don't. Half of our audience doesn't know who Fred Mertz was.
I know. That's
and
sad.
And another thing is, it could also be Steve Urkel. Remember that show?
Okay, Steve Urkel. Yeah, okay. I'm not ready to go full Steve Urkel yet, folks. Have you, or Craig, let me start with you. Have you seen or heard of any Mormon crickets in Reno or Carson City?
Not that I'm aware
Arrington?
Of. No, not yet.
It's like they're out there, man. I heard there are tons in Elko. The Mormon crickets. Residents and workers in Elko are using snow plows on them.
Wow.
That's not a joke, for sure. The snow blower doesn't do the trick. They actually got the snow plows to either squash them or scoop them up.
I've seen pictures of past years where, yeah, they're on the road as thick, an inch or two thick.
2002. I'll never forget driving 80 from Reno all the way to Utah. 2002, they were clumped around in patches the whole way. It's been kind of quiet, I think, since 2008. But it's weird to talk about it here. We don't see one in Reno, but they are that the Winnemucca has a bunch of crickets, and those crickets are heading here. They all heard, folks, about how you tried to flatten one with a magazine. So anyway, The closest I heard about crickets to our area right now is Spanish Springs. And some are reported on Pyramid Highway. People use leaf blowers and snow blowers on them. They seem to be to the north of Reno right now, thousands of them. I hear they come up right to your door. And they try to sell you on getting solar.
All right.
Okay,
or your car extended warranty, or your Google business has not been claimed on their Google pages.
I actually thought I'd hear nothing but crickets after that line. But thank you for the laugh. I need that. So anyway, the state entomologist says the last invasion we had in northwestern Nevada was in 2019. A few came in 2021. As I said, I remember the hordes that came in 2002. I remember staying in a motel in Austin, Nevada, and the whole time I was trying to sleep, they were hopping all over my face. You just can't keep them out. And You know, they get in cars and stuff. Now, I heard if they're squashed, they smell terrible. It's so weird that I've been through these invasions, and I don't recall them smelling bad, but I was talking to somebody yesterday. Oh, yeah, it's like a corpse. I guess they get, if you run over them, they're in your tires. They get in the wheel wells, and in the engine, whatever. But they don't call up and describe what it's like. But that's what I heard. But they never really have ever taken over Reno neighborhoods.
No, there's a housing shortage, so no, they wouldn't.
By the way, the term gypsy moths, this is really weird because I did hear this. This is not a joke. Some people are considering the term gypsy moth is offensive. Anything with the word gypsy is being revised. So the term gypsy moths has been called offensive, but Mormon crickets is okay. Actually, yes, they're fine. Just like gypsy moths were. I'm just poking at America's sensitive progressive masters here. Let me have my fun. 9:12 is our time. Okay, so phone lines are open, and here's the lineup for this morning on the show. Chef Mark Silva. Then we have Todd, who runs a store all, storage stories, and everybody I know has too much stuff. Todd has solutions. Stuart with the Northern Nevada Grape Growers is coming on the show. Patty Wood, American Pacific Mortgage. How can you get your house to give you money? There is a way. And Larry Johnson, Coalition for Nevada's Wildlife. It's not easy hunting this year. One of the things we're going to bring up with Larry. In the meantime, anytime, whoever we're talking to, feel free to call at 775-884-9910. We're going to talk about restaurants, food memories. Mark Silva is in. You know what, Mark? Chef Mark is in the lobby. And first thing he said to me is he's starving. He looked in the coffee room for something to eat. There's nothing. And it's a very sad thing when a chef is hungry. So we're going to make his interview quick. He can run and get something. So Chef Mark is up next. We're taking calls again, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. This is 90. We're going to take a break. FM News Talk time is 9:13 on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Hello. 9:17 on this beautiful Saturday. John Potter live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. First guest this morning. He is a chef. He's cooked at many places.
Gold Dust West, a long time ago.
Gold Dust West, yes. And Gold and Silver, right?
Gold and Silver Inn, Reno Hilton.
Oh, wow.
When I first came in town.
This is Chef Mark Silva, folks. And he's going to be talking about a big fun event that you can join in on. But I would love to talk about food. And by the way, how is it a chef shows up to the radio station starving?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
What happened?
I figured you'd have at least a little sandwich in there for me, but I guess not.
Oh, you thought there'd be a sandwich here, huh?
Yeah, is that why? Something, you know, some candy. I tried one of those little sour things, and it was like, whoa.
Now, folks, listen to this now. Chef Mark Silva also worked at the Mustang Ranch.
Yep. He called me the hooker cooker.
The hooker cooker. I was going to say, how much did the ladies have to pay to be with you?
Right.
You get that all the time, right?
Yeah.
So what? I don't know where to start with this. What was that like? I mean, okay, I heard, I don't know about then when you were there, which is a terrible thing to say, but I heard the food right now is actually very good, and some people go there with no intention of commiserating, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, Lance Gilman and Donnie, you know, they out there out in Patrick, you know, they moved that whole building, you know.
Cost them a million dollars
to move that whole building. But, yeah, the food's good. I mean, you know, the girls eat really well. You know, can't give them greasy food or anything, you know.
What do the ladies eat?
Oh, they eat whatever they want. Whatever those girls want, they get.
They don't have to pay?
No.
Really?
No, they just tip out. They tip. Well, in the olden days, you know, they would stay there 3 weeks and be gone a week, but they would tip out the cashier, the cooks, the security, everybody.
How many years did you work at the Mustang Ranch?
I worked there in 1985 when I first came in, when Sally was still alive.
Sally Conforti.
Yeah, she was a trip.
Yes. Well, you know, you and I go way back because I came here 76, and I remember when Joe and Sally would have that Thanksgiving open house. They opened up the whole town of Lockwood.
Oh, yeah.
And I went there once for one Thanksgiving, and all through the streets of Lockwood, at least the main street, they had turkeys and tables and everything set up, and people from Reno, it was open invitation. Everybody from Reno went to Lockwood on Thanksgiving, those who weren't with families, and had a great time. And all the ladies would be out on porches because they lived there.
Yeah.
And you lived there for a while.
I lived in one of Joe's houses, yeah. They would all be in their nice dresses and so forth, and, you know, all good people.
And, okay, so you were years at Mustang Ranch. I would normally ask for some fun stories about your time there and what did you see, but I don't think...
I thought I saw you there.
I don't, yeah. Well, I'll tell you why I was there. And it was the thing about Reno, especially Vegas, but also Reno, is that everybody I went to college with eventually had a reason to visit Reno. Vegas, of course. Everybody goes to Vegas for a convention or whatever it is, a trade thing. So they would eventually visit me, my old college buddies. And, you know, the first thing they wanted to see?
Mustang Ranch.
The Mustang Ranch. And I had to take them down there, and I would sit at the bar and all that. I don't want to get into this, first of all. I was like the gracious host. But anyway, let's get back to food. So... All right, you worked at Gold Dust West, Gold and Silver.
Gold and Silver Inn. Reno Hilton, when I first started Reno Hilton.
Oh, Reno Hilton.
Mustang Ranch, yep.
Okay, so Gold and Silver, how much time is left there?
Oh, well, I guess the Jacobs Entertainment bought the whole property.
Right.
Jeff's still running it for the next 2 years, I think.
Oh, he's got that long.
Yeah, well, he's still running it. They're going to take over the restaurant, too.
Is Jeff thinking of moving it or reopening?
I'm not sure. I didn't see him.
He's not that old.
No, I know. He gives a gift card every year, $25 gift card. But I didn't see him this year. He just had it sitting at the counter for me. But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so Gold Dust West, great memories there. I missed the Gold Dust that they had downtown. That was an experience. But the Gold Dust West, that deal overnights, if I can't sleep at 3 in the morning, what is that? Breakfast $2.99.
Yeah,
that's popular, isn't it?
It's nice to be able to go somewhere in the middle of the night and get something to eat.
It is,
especially something good.
It is, and I'll tell you, that's what I miss. Probably one of the big things I miss most about Reno is so many things were 24 hours, and now there are very few.
Yeah, I mean, for me to be hungry right now, I mean, I cook for everybody. I have steak, lobster, all that, and everything, and. You know, it seems like I take care of everybody else, and then all of a sudden, I'm looking around, there's nothing left, and my stomach's growling.
So, well, that's the way it is. Well, anyway, we have coming up Chef Mark's third annual First Responder Appreciation Dinner. Is still August 26th?
It's still going to be August 26th. It's going to be at the American Legion and not the old Hot Springs out on West 4th.
Okay, now, it was originally set for the old Lawton Hot Spa place that is on West 4th, up by the highway there. You folks have seen it, dilapidated, big place. Lawrence from California bought it, I think it was, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yep.
And he
like
intended to host events just like yours.
Yep.
So what happened there?
Well, the fire department, you know, I mean, I figured the fire department, the fire department people were probably 70% of the people that came to their last two parties, you know, and I figured I'd just talk to somebody and see if they can just bring a fire engine with them, because the whole thing is if there's a fire and there's a train coming by and the train's stuck, the fire department can't get over there, so something like that, but they shut me down.
Well, that's the whole catch with the whole place. I mean, the reason it was vacant for, oh my gosh, what, 50 years? 42 years. Okay. Is because if you drive by, folks, you notice to the left, if you're going west, if you're going west on 4th, and you look over to the place, there is a train track, and behind the train track is this big center, the what used to be hot tubs and a swimming pools, and they even had hotel rooms there at one point. I seen the postcard pictures. It must have been grand.
Oh, I know. I actually ran into a few people that actually, my friend Donna actually said she used to go there when she was younger, and I met a few people that actually were there when it was open. Must have been fun.
Well, I did a story there about 5 years ago with Lawrence, and he said he was going to fix the place up. Is it, has it been done?
Well, it's slow process. I mean, you know, it's the permit thing, you know, going through the city and all the red tape. I know.
So the reason you had to move it is because the fire department thought, well, we can't get into that place if there's a fire and there's a train on that track in the way. And the tracks are right before the parking lot. I don't know. I mean, it's a beautiful, big, it could be something. It could be amazing. And apparently they just can't move the tracks.
Yeah.
You know, I
just think they have a problem with the location. That's what the chief told me. So yeah. It's all right. We'll have
it. It seems like they don't want it to succeed, but there are valid reasons why they have to say no on certain things, because, you know, if something happened, they get sued. Same old story. Okay, so the event is now moved to the American Legion. What location is that?
That's 877 Ralston in Reno, and it'd be about 5 o'clock to about 9:30. It's going to be one, you know, come make reservations. Give me a call, make a reservation. Sponsors will be able to come. I got a lot of sponsors that are helping me.
Sure. Why do you do these events? Why do you do the annual first responder appreciation dinner?
I just feel that, you know, it takes a special kind of person that's running to the danger and to the fire while everybody else is running away. You know, it's just to show them respect, and just seeing a lot of stuff on TV and the news lately, it's just, you know.
Well, God bless you. Did you have a personal experience with them, or? You just...
Well, yeah. 2 days after the last event was April 9th, 2022. I 2 days later, the 11th, I was returning some equipment out in Verde, and I stopped at the Gold Ranch, and it started snowing that day, and I had my mom's car, and I got on the highway, and I forgot to take the snow off the mirror on the other side, and I went to pass a car, kind of like right where the higher patrol hang out, and the truck stopped there on Highway 80, and I hit ice, and I overcorrected and spun around, and I went backwards, hit the middle, flipped over end 3 times, and landed in the westbound lanes and broke 6 of my ribs, fractured my collarbone, punctured my lung, crushed my vertebrae, and then went into Renown. They did an operation on my lung and got MRSA in my bloodstream from the hospital. So then they've got an infection on my spine. They thought that they cured it, and it just came back about a month and a half ago. But, you know, the show goes on, and, you know, everybody has to eat, right?
They sure do. And the only way to get tickets is what? To call you? Do you have a website?
Call me. No, there is no website. I'm not.
You're doing it all yourself.
I do it all myself, and I'm not computer literate, and everybody's always telling me they're going to help. But
well, how about tickets at the door? Are you doing that?
There's no tickets. You don't have to pay. This is going to be free. It's free to sponsors.
Oh, it's free.
It's free to all first responders, paramedics, firemen, police. Anybody, just come give me a call. Everybody's welcome.
Everybody is welcome, folks, to this third annual First Responder Appreciation Dinner that Chef Mark is doing all on his own. Yeah. August 26th, the American Legion Rock Boulevard.
It's Ralston.
Ralston. Ralston, that's right.
Yep.
Okay, what time on the 26th of August?
5 o'clock. We're going to start serving.
What are you going to serve?
We're going to do shrimp steak, chicken teriyaki style kebabs with pineapple rice pilaf. And I do the rice pilaf, and I put cold chunks of pineapple and green onions in at the end.
Oh,
so it's kind of like nice and crunchy and cold, but the rice is hot, and it's beautiful. It's just amazing. You got to come.
Well, I'd be happy to volunteer whatever you need there, yeah. Chef Mark.
I need volunteers.
I'd be happy to. Yeah. I'd be happy to. I could MC or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Okay, so what's new in the restaurant world here? Have you kept up to date with the restaurant scene in Reno?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, I'm cooking all the time for everybody else, you know, but every once in a while I'd like somebody to cook for me, but...
What are your favorite restaurants?
Well, I like Ruth Chris, actually.
Ruth Chris, yes. How about Chart House in Tahoe? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I heard they put up the sign at the new Cracker Barrel location on Keystone. I heard they did this just a couple of days ago. They have the sign there. It says Cracker Barrel. This is on Keystone by the new In-N-Out Burger. And you, listen, I joked last week about how long it took to build a Panera Bread in town. This Cracker Barrel has been, I think, a five-year ordeal.
I've been to one in Arizona when I was in Crown King, Arizona, on 17 on the way to Prescott. There's a Cracker Barrel in there.
What'd you think?
I don't know. I got a club sandwich and the bread wasn't toasted. So okay. It's like, come on. You know what I mean? Club sandwich, you toast the bread, right? And it wasn't toast, it came to me. And it wasn't cut, it wasn't double-deckered and cut four. It was just like a cut in half.
Well, even though they're chains, every restaurant is so different. I will tell you, folks, there's no better Burger King in the world than the one in Tonopah, Nevada. And there's no Burger King worse than the one on South Virginia by Longley. A huge difference, and it's the same restaurant name.
I spent some time in Tonopah, actually. I worked for the Stage Stop. I helped them redo their kitchen there.
Well, I was just there.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Chef Mark, good wishes on this event, and I'm going to write this in my calendar. Let's stay in touch. I'll come by and do whatever you want us to do. So
I'm going to go eat.
I'm keeping you from eating. Okay. Well, Chef Mark, thank you for coming out.
Thank you. Thank you,
John. Been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I'm John Potter, FM News Talk. It's time for Fox News, and we'll be back with this live and local show that we call The Weekend on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Fox News Talk time is, well, that's a new one, is 9:32.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Wow. Hello there. What are you doing? I'm John Potter. This is live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. I flew in from Las Vegas last night. I talked about this last week. I just was there. I think people are beginning to think that I'm bored with Northern Nevada, which is not true. I've lived here most of my life, and we have done so many overnight trips to State Line Incline, train overnights to Winnemucca, getaways to Yerington. We drive out east on 50 to hang out in Austin, Eureka, Ely. We stay a few days by Topaz Lake. We love California beaches and trips to Mexico and Canada, but we are really focused on spending our travel money in Nevada. So yeah, we go to Vegas a lot, once every 2 months, mainly to see shows. And this week we saw Keith Urban. Outstanding. I'll tell you what, concerts have really, they're not what they used to be, where they're just standing on the stage in front of some floodlights. No, the special effects and everything. I mean, if you're not sitting up close to stage, they have a camera on the performer's face that they use as the backdrop to the singer. So you feel like you could see every facial expression and everything. Keith Urban played for 2 hours and 20 minutes. It was so long. As much as I love the concert, I was looking at my watch waiting for it to wrap up. It was incredible. Oh, and Nicole Kidman came out on stage twice. And I said, and I finally, after being in Nevada most of my life, I finally went to see Carrot Top, because you have to, right? He's performed there for like 40 years, and they made a big thing about how it's his 9,852nd show. And you expect it to wear somebody out, and it did, but he was still funny. I got to say. Somebody else who's funny is the director of the Northern Nevada Grape Growers in the Northern Nevada area. And Stewart is going. There's no food there. The chef was here earlier. He couldn't find any food here earlier. So you gotta sit in the studio. That one. How are you?
Hey, good buddy. Good to see you.
All right, we got a lot to talk about here.
Yeah, bunch.
Another favorite topic besides food is wine.
John,
that was me.
That was the ruler hitting your hand.
Let me hold on. I don't even know how to turn the sound off on this thing. Come on. I'll just hide it. All right, sir, what's going on?
Hey, so we're going to have some fun today, John.
Yeah, we are.
You know, we're
going to give away things.
We're going to give away some wine tastings. What do you think?
Now, these are wine tastings for local wineries, and folks, a lot of folks still don't realize we have how many local wineries now, how many from backyards to bigger venues. You'll see them. They have storefronts on places like East 4th and such. We have wineries in Northern Nevada. How many now?
We do. 9. We just have a new one down in Summerlin area, Pine Hollow. Just opened up recently. So that's our latest one. And then coming soon, don't exactly know when, but as soon as they get all of their permits done, we're going to have a new winery in Silver Springs. The Lennox Family Vineyard is going to have a winery right on site.
There's not even a gas station in Silver Springs.
Yeah, but there's people, and just think of all those travelers going along 50 and then taking 95, alternate 95.
I was just there.
Yeah.
God, that's funny. Silver Springs, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so folks, we are giving away 5 free wine tastings for 2 at any Nevada winery, let me see here. We have to inform the producer, Craig, that we're going to take calls, and what they have to do is answer 1 of 3 questions correctly. Now, what are the answers to these questions? Well, you're going to hear in the next couple of minutes as Stewart and I talk. First off, and 5 free wine tastings. That's for 2.
That's a heck of a deal. Last night, one of the wineries down on 4th Street hosted the Women's Republican Party. Great event, a lot of fun, fantastic wine. They served 7 different wines last night. Ladies had a fantastic time.
Oh, you were there.
I was there. Okay. We helped Adam Hand, the owner and founder and winemaker, put it all on and serve all the ladies. They had a great time. It was meant to go from 4 to 7, and I think we got out of there at like 8 o'clock.
4 to 8?
Yeah, it was
4 hours of wine tasting, Republicans. You'll have another
lots of conversation.
You'll have another January 6th going on here. let me see here. Okay, so yeah. The wine tastings, that's a couple of half glasses, isn't it?
Tastings are typically, 1 ounce. People that have gone to wine tastings in Emmerdale County and Napa and, mm-hmm. and other wine regions around the world are used to these small tastes and it's enough to wet the palate. And
people used to do this all the time in Napa, but then it got so darn expensive. We were at Healdsburg, and we came back, and I realized I had spent over $300 at one winery.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's a great point.
It's so expensive there, and here with over a dozen wineries, it's incredibly affordable.
It is affordable.
Do they have hours where people can come in and enjoy what people are growing in their yards and stuff?
They do. Actually, on our website, nggw.org, we've got the wineries listed there. They can click on the link on the homepage and pop in and look at them. But the wineries down on 4th Street are open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's 2 wineries in the same location right next to Lead Dog. So they're open generally late afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock, till 7 or 8 or 9, depending on traffic. The winery over in Sparks, leading into the movie theater, Engine mm-hmm. 8, they're open 7 days a week, and they serve food, pizza there as well. So
I can't believe how this organization has grown and how our winery industry in Northern Nevada, which I thought, no, you can't really grow it here, has expanded.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I remember when you came and did the story at one of the home backyard vineyards, Fred Altman's out there in South Reno.
I was floored.
500 vines growing beautifully, looking at Mount Rose. We can grow grapes here in northern Nevada.
And you're teamed up with UNR for education. There's a science to growing grapes for wine, folks. Really.
Sure.
pH balance and everything. What's your ultimate goal of the Northern Nevada grape growers?
Northern Nevada grape growers and winemakers, NGGW, our goal is to support the growing, for the lack of a better word, grape industry and the winemakers. Support them with education, support them with publicity and promotion, make the public more aware, or let the public be more aware that they can actually do wine tastings here, and they're making fantastic wines. Award-winning wines. Nevada Sunset won Best of Show for their Riesling, amazing Riesling, back in 2019. Adams Zinn, 96 points, amazing wines. Vegas Valley also down in Henderson, doing a fantastic job. We're very proud of them.
Well, let's give away the five free wine tastings, and they're each for two. We have three questions. Come up with an answer to one of them at 775-884-9910. And you're just going to reveal the answers right now? And
so, you know, I'm a bad teacher. So
yeah.
I'm giving all the students, all the public there, the information up front. But you've already covered a couple of them. So
okay.
One of the questions is going to be, what does NGGW stand for?
Well, I already identified that in the beginning.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. Absolutely. And what's the photo? What's the primary photo on our homepage, on our website? Grapes.
Oh.
What are the odds?
Not your face.
I suppose we could have wine, but...
I was going to say a bottle.
Yeah.
Okay, grapes. Okay, grapes is the answer.
Grapevines. And then name one of the wineries in Nevada. So, John, you've covered it. We've covered a few of those already.
Yeah.
I got one more question, maybe a fourth optional question.
All right.
But the wineries are Nevada Sunset and Great Basin Winery down on 4th Street, Engine 8 Urban Winery over in Sparks, Cruise Road Winery out in Lovelock, Silver Springs, the vineyard, the Lennox Family Vineyard Winery. Down in Pahrump, we've got Artesian Cellars and Sanders Family Winery. And then in Vegas, we have Vegas Valley and Pine Hollow. So there you go, folks. Those are the wineries in Nevada, and we're going to have more soon.
Now, you can join your organization. You don't have to be making wine. You can just join as a fan.
Absolutely.
Of wine. My wife and I are members, been for a long time. How little does it cost to be a Northern Nevada Grape Growers paid supporter?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a tier for everybody to join that aren't growing grapes and making wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard this morning that they can make a minimum contribution of $1,010 and that'll support us.
Okay, stop it.
$10.
$10. Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, John.
$10 and you're a supporter.
You've given them the questions and the answers, but you haven't given them a phone number to call into.
775-884-9910. Did you forget, Craig?
Did I forget? No. They're calling the office line because you didn't give out the call-in number.
Sorry. All right. I'm messing this all up. I'm sorry. It's the wine, folks. It's the wine. Look at that. We got the three lines already taken up. That's great news. Okay. So also let me say this, that for any Nevada nonprofits listening today, if you would like to host a Nevada wine tasting event, you guys can help do it.
Yeah, we'd love to work with nonprofits like ours. NGGW is a nonprofit supporting.
Have some table space
and
help them raise money by doing certain things.
We could make it a fundraiser. We can make it a charity event, whatever. Again, our objective is to promote and let people know that we're growing grapes and making wine in Nevada. But if a nonprofit would like to host an event or have a regular monthly meeting, mm-hmm. maybe where the Nevada wine is served, we'll figure it out. Just give us a call or give your number a call or contact us on our website and we'll work together to make it happen.
The reason we have all these wineries now is that the laws were loosened. I mean, there were all these restrictions, of course, which is weird. You know, Nevada, the wide open state. We can't even play lottery here, right? But now it's possible for folks to, what is the law now? It used to be you could make up to 100 bottles and then stop or something.
Yeah, the regulation, actually, a new bill just got passed in this last session and signed by the governor. Mm-hmm. And we were able to increase the case limit using Nevada grapes is the criteria. We want more Nevada grapes and maybe made in Nevada, stamped on a lot of the bottles. So that was part of the legislation. If you're using 100% Nevada grapes, you put a new label. The Department of Ag is going to be involved in that. But you could make 1,000 cases using grapes from anywhere. And then you had to use 25% Nevada grapes. Well, that just got increased to 2,000. So that helps the wineries because there's not a big supply of commercially grown grapes in Nevada.
Why not just go all out? You know, what are they, protecting California wine?
It's a catch-22 situation without getting too far down into the legislation. But for 2015, mm-hmm. we got the legislation changed where we could actually have wineries in Washoe County and Clark County. The laws must have been around since Prohibition. And you couldn't have a winery in a population area in Nevada greater than 100,000 people. Well, there's only two of those. And so with that change, that spurred the growth. Nevada Sunset, Basin and Range Winery getting started. Getting a winery started is not easy. There's a lot of local legislation, regulations.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Let's go to the phones. Laura is in Reno. Hey, Laura, thanks for calling. 775-884-9910. Hi, Laura.
Hi there. How are you?
Oh, I can tell this is a big wine guzzler here.
What's your favorite wine,
Laura?
Got to
support local.
Yeah. Yes,
well,
please.
Well, gosh, there's so many. I've tried Sunset Winery and think they're fabulous.
Fantastic.
On West 4th.
Mike and Alan doing a fantastic job. Glad that you go down there.
Okay, you have to name another Nevada winery. That was one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have another one in mind, Laura?
Well, there's so many. How about Great Basin Winery? There's Vegas Valley.
All right, well, you got a free wine tasting for two.
Awesome. And,
great. Craig, I'm sorry to put all this work on you here. Take down Laura's last name. And Stuart, I'll give that to Stuart after the interview.
And we'll be in contact with you.
And I also have her phone number that she's calling from as well.
Oh, he's on it.
Fantastic.
Laura, congratulations. And Stuart will contact you. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks. Randy is calling from Carson City. Hey, Randy, thanks for calling in this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hiya.
Good morning.
Doing well.
And, yes.
Which question would you like to answer?
How about the logo?
Oh, yes. What's the logo on the website for Nevada Grape Growers?
Grapevine.
Grapevines. Absolutely. We also have a logo where we have the top side of a wine barrel, but that's actually on all of our marketing material. But our homepage, oddly enough, has a fantastic Nevada grapevine growing beautifully with some purple grapes. Winner.
Okay, David. Craig, just get David's number, and of course, Stuart will call. So that's a free wine tasting for two for you, David. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. John Potter with Stuart from Northern Nevada Wine Grape Growers. We'll be right back.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News, Talk, Truth.
And a lot of fun, too. I'm John Potter. Stewart is here with Northern Nevada Grape Growers, talking to winners of our wine tastings that we're giving away right now. Let's go to David in Sparks, who called in 775-884-9910. Hey, David.
How you doing?
It's a good one, sir.
It's a beautiful day out today.
Yes, sir. A great day for drinking some wine, my friend. Can you tell us Nevada winery or can you tell us how much it costs to join the Northern Nevada Grape Growers?
Well, I think it was $10, but I know the organization.
Yes, $10 is it. You got a wine tasting for two. Congratulations for listening to our interview with Stuart. Hang in there, and Craig's going to get your number, and Stuart will call you and set you up for your wine tasting for two. Thank you, David.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So, Stuart, before you go, how can people join to help support Nevada's exciting young wine industry?
Absolutely. So we have primary membership level. It's $100 to be a full member of our organization. That's for two people for the year. They need to be the growing grapes. 10 grapevines is eligible. And/or making wine. Any winemakers here in Northern Nevada or Nevada can join our organization.
So go to nggw.org and you can be invited to the wine events like you have one today.
And we also have associate members for $50, not having to grow grapes to make wine. We have a vineyard tour today. Over summer months, we have a vineyard tour every month.
Stuart, thanks. NGGW.org is the website to go to. We'll be back after Fox News at 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
Cheers.